So Lynn joins us today from the Godalming Gospel Choir. I should be singing along to you. La la la, la la la.
Yeah, come and join us, Roger. La, la, la.
Do you think I would have that quality?
I think you have definitely got the quality.
I love being on stage, you see. Do you get a thrill out of this?
Of being on stage?
Yeah.
Get nervous, but it's a good thing, isn't it? I think you have that sort of nervous energy, which I think you actually need when you're performing.
So tell us a little bit about the Godalming Gospel Choir. When was it formed? Who set it up, etc.?
Yeah. So a lady called Emma Sue Prince, she set the choir up almost 11 years ago. 11 years next month will be our, 11 years next month will be our anniversary. And Emma Sue lived and worked in London. She was a businesswoman, but she also enjoyed singing in gospel choirs. She moved to Godalming. Well, there was no gospel choir in Godalming. I don't think there was even one in Surrey. And anyway, she just sort of thought, right, I'm going to start a gospel choir. And she did.
As you do, of course.
Of course you do.
So how did she kind of get people recruited?
Just put word out, really. She put the word out. I was recruited because a friend of mine heard about it. So she probably saw that on social media. And said, oh, Lynn, there's a gospel choir starting up in a couple of weeks. Do you fancy coming along? And I didn't know anything about gospel choirs or gospel singing. So I thought, I'll just go and check it out.
You just wanted a nose, didn't you?
Wanted a little nose, that's right. And and that was it, got hooked.
So you walked through the door then of this particular evening, day, for instance. And a little nervous?
Not really. I wasn't nervous, I was curious.
Curious. Okay. And what did you discover then on that evening?
I discovered right from the get-go what a lovely bunch of people I was singing with. So I think the first time we sang together, there might have been 20 of us.
Right.
Something like that. And I think we'd all gone in with the same sort of, what's all this about them?
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And the choir just grew from there. So people have come and left and come back again, and new people have started quite recently, especially after the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
That's really how it started.
So obviously that first evening, were you singing first of all?
Yeah, I think we probably did an introduction like you do when you sort of meet people, go around the room, say who you are. We sang a song, and I think it was something like, Roger, it was something like 2 or 3 weeks later, we actually did our first performance.
Oh my word. You and were throwing in Ben then?
So I think we had a couple of songs that we'd learned in those 2 or 3 weeks, and it was just coming up for Easter, and in Godalming High Street at Easter they always have some sort of lovely fun thing, and we got involved in that, and we sang then, and I'm sure we sounded not as good as we are now, of course, but you know, bit rusty maybe, but it was fun.
I bet you were like, oh my word, really? You want us to perform in a couple of weeks? Was it hard practice?
It wasn't hard. It was, again, I was quite nervous about doing it because I've never sung in public before, you know, with a choir or even on my own. But it was fun. Mm. Yeah, it was fun.
So how do you prepare yourself for a kind of evening? Because you practice on a Monday evening, don't you? With everyone, yeah. 53 of you at the moment. Hopefully looking for more, by the way.
Yeah.
Give you the details at the end of this podcast. So how do you kind of get yourself into the mindset of singing, for instance?
Okay, that's a good question. So all the songs that we're learning.
Right.
Hermione Thomas, who's our musical director, she's a professional vocalist and vocal coach, puts all the songs onto Dropbox for us.
Right.
So there, if you don't know, there's sopranos, altos and tenor parts. We're in harmony. And depending on which section you sing with, those parts are on Dropbox and you can practice during the week. So, you know, while I'm cooking dinner or something, I'll put the iPad on, get Dropbox up and have a sing along to it, have a practice.
So that's how you kind of get yourself prepared for an evening with you guys.
Yeah.
So it must be a wonderful sound of your voice on a Monday then. Whilst you're doing the tea or something.
While you're doing the tea, I know. And it's just lovely singing along with everyone. Once we're actually singing together, it sort of comes together. It's.
Because how do you all keep together at the same time then? Because obviously people have got different voices.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. So part of being a choir is for no one particular voice, unless you're the soloist, but for no particular voice to stand out. You're 53 people trying to sound as one and in three parts.
But how do you do that?
Because we've got this wonderful musical director, Hermione. So she's teaching us as well. We don't just sort of turn up and sing how we think we want to sing. She's teaching us how to sing in the gospel style.
What, when to go high, when to go low.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't need to read music. So Hermione will say the words out in just speaking voice and we'll repeat it back. And then she'll add the melody to it and we repeat it back. So it's call and response. That's how we learn. Mm-hmm. And you think, people come away and think, I'm never going to remember that. I'll never remember those words. But somehow the power of music, it just helps. It's just stick in your brain.
So how many songs do you think you've got in your brain?
Oh, golly, I don't know. So, for instance, in a couple of weeks' time, we've got our Easter concert. There's 12 just for that.
Right.
12 for that. So you multiply that over the years. It's quite a few, yeah.
Your brain. I'm just trying to, you know, I can't even remember the words that I'm going to say next on here. But you, remembering words of songs, for instance.
It just works. And the way that we're taught...
Are you holding music?
No.
You're not holding words?
No. We haven't got the lyric sheet in front of us. So, for instance, we might learn a new song on a Monday evening and come away on Monday evening and think, oh my gosh, how am I going to remember those words? And I can guarantee by Thursday, I won't even be thinking about the song and a lyric will come into my head or a melody and you think, where did that come from?
Mm.
And yeah. And that's everybody's experience at choir, I can guarantee.
Are you singing all the time then to yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Not always gospel, because right. I just like music and I like singing. So, yeah, some sort of music I'm singing.
Why do you like gospel music?
I love the words. I love it is the melody and it is the harmonies and it is singing together, being in a choir. But the words are so uplifting and encouraging. And on a Monday night, you're just in the moment. You're just there in the moment. You don't think about anything else. It's just.
So obviously you go on Monday. So how have you managed in recent times due to pandemic?
Well, we did 2 years on Zoom, or nearly 2 years on Zoom.
That was difficult.
However, it enabled us to stay community. We could still see everybody on screen. But we were all singing solos, of course, in our kitchens and bedrooms and living rooms.
Right.
I don't know if you know, but with Zoom, if you try and sing with more than two people because of the time lag, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. However, we did it. We continued.
Was it a nice experience?
Sometimes. I think a lot of people that were working from home that were on screens all day thought, I don't know if I can do a screen in the evening as well. There were people that just couldn't come every time. They just needed a break from that screen for a while.
It is something different, isn't it? But I suppose, I don't know about you, it's kind of, with a thing like that, I think it's the thing that you do have to do as a group.
Yeah.
All in one room.
Yeah.
Because then if you're feeling a little bit low, possibly that day, you got your mate next to you kind of
absolutely
to bring you up.
Yeah.
Are you all standing next to the same people or do you rotate it round? How does it work?
So there are three parts. There are sopranos, which are the ladies that sing the high notes.
Then which bit do you do then?
I do altos.
Right.
So that's in the middle.
Okay.
And that's women as well. And then we've got tenors, which are mostly men. We've got a few women in there, but they'd sing the lower. And we've got... not women singing this, but we have got some bass singers as well. So the nice, deep men's voice, the low voice, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Magical.
Yeah.
And what are your favourite songs to sing?
So for our Easter performance, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, I think my favourite songs, there's one called Jaira, and there's another one called Don't Cry. They are, well, the Don't Cry is definitely an Easter song. The other one, Jaira, you could sing any time, but it's very moving. There's a line in it, and it talks about being loved. It talks about being loved and about being And that is enough. Being loved is enough. And I think the first couple of times I sang that, I couldn't sing afterwards. I had such a lump in my throat because it just resonated so much with me. You are enough.
I think with that kind of music and in the right setting, for instance, I think that's when music does mean something personally to me, for instance. Because lots of times when I do listen to other radio stations, when they're playing something, gospel or choir, for instance, it just puts me in a different frame set.
Yeah.
Is it for you the same when you're actually there?
When you're actually there. So our gift to our audience would be the words and the music of this song, hopefully to bring you joy and encouragement. But it works for us as well. It works for us as well. We get joy and encouragement from the words as well.
So if anyone wants to come along to one of your gospel evenings, can they come just along to have
they
a look
can
first?
Come along. Yes, so April the 25th. So it's a little way off yet. It's a Monday evening. You can come along for a taster session.
Right.
There's no obligation to stay. We'd love it if you did decide to join, but there's no obligation because I think there's just so many people out there that perhaps they don't know what gospel music is, or they're just like I was, curious.
Come along for a nose like you. I'll come along. I'll go,
yeah.
I'm just doing a Lynn a minute. Just come along to have a nose. 11 years later, I'm still in the choir.
Exactly.
So if anyone wants to find out more information, available on social media and stuff?
Yeah. So we're on Facebook and we've also got our website. So it's gcgc.org.uk and the contact details are on there. And if you want some information, just go through there and we'll get back to you.
Right. I'm not going to get you to sing. All right.
Oh.
Unless you wanted to.
No, you're okay, Roger. Thank you. Thanks for the offer.
I'll save you. I'll give your voice a little bit of a rest now.
Thank you.
Lynn, thank you for coming in to have a chat.
It's a pleasure. Thanks very much for inviting me.